to Shannon and Ken, Brian and Jim. May that faith that dwelled first in your father and your mother, and which I am convinced now also lives in you, fill your hearts with joy even this day. And to all of you, the family and friends, co-members of the body of Jesus Christ, my colleagues in the ministry, grace and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from our blessed Lord and Savior. March of 1934, Adolf Bickel stood before his own father, and more importantly, before his Father in heaven at St. John Lutheran in Birch Run. And his father shared with him the words that were to be a lamp to his feet throughout his life. From John, the first epistle of St. John in the 5th chapter. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is God's word. Please be seated. As I contemplate the honor that has come to me to preach at the funeral of this dear man of God, Pastor Bickel, I must confess to you that I have some of the same apprehensions and misgivings that Dr. Johann Bugenhagen expressed at the beginning of his sermon in 1546 at the funeral of Dr. Martin Luther. Having read his text from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Pastor Bugenhagen began his sermon with these words. Dear friends, I am now supposed to preach a sermon at the funeral of our dearly beloved father, and gladly do so. But what shall I say? And how shall I speak? Since I probably will not be able to utter a word because of my tears. For how should we not all mourn heartily, since God sent us this sorrow and has taken from us this noble, dear, and venerable man? What shall I say? And how can I speak? There is something so very awesome about standing here in this same pulpit from which Pastor Bickel comforted so many others, now to comfort you. And it is humbling beyond words for me to take up the mantle of his ministry handed on to me through Pastor Schroeder and to proclaim to you today that same gospel, the same Savior, the same hope, and the same joy that animated his life and his ministry. We suffer bitter tears this day as here our pathways part, because our loss is tremendous. As Reverend Strawn said to me in a phone conversation the other day, Pastor Bickel was truly a fixture here in Northwest Ohio and the father of us all in the faith. And a pastor the likes of which, I think you said, a pastor the likes of which they just don't make anymore. His wisdom, his deep love for the Word of God, his expansive knowledge of Lutheranism in America and of the history of this area in particular, and also combine that with a heart that beat in sync with the Savior's heart of love for people. Pastor Bickel was a standout among pastors and a mentor whose diligence and whose faithfulness is worthy of our emulation. For this reason, I was never able to call him by his first name. All of my other colleagues here in the ministry today, I'm on a first name basis with them. But this man, he was something very, very special to me. He was my supporter, my encourager. He was a sounding board to me. He was a teacher to me. He was a listening ear. He was my pastor and my friend. I recall with so much fondness all the times that he would stop by my office or over at the house just to chat. Sometimes over at the house ostensibly to talk about the apple trees and to tell us what we were doing wrong with the apple trees. But of course that was a launching pad into many, many other things. You always knew that when Pastor Bickel came calling, it was going to be a while. Yeah. But you never had to worry about a lull in the conversation with Pastor Bickel around. Bless him. And because everything that he said was so significant, and you knew that it was significant because he would always say, "This is significant." And it really was. It really was significant. Whether he was expounding on the influence of Wilhelm Lange on American Lutheranism, or recounting the history of the Hanover Germans who came and settled into the Great Black Swamp, or telling that harrowing story of his journey to Canada, to his first parish, it was always a joy to sit at his feet and to listen and to learn from him. And I can only begin to imagine how painful this loss must be for you who loved him the most and who called him dad and grandpa and brother and uncle. Because more than any of us, the memories of this dear man belong to you. And later on, I think in the fellowship hall, you'll have an opportunity to share some of those memories as you give thanks to God for this man and for the way he impacted all of our lives. And I suppose I could spend the entire afternoon extolling the great qualities and the good virtues of this dear man. But I also know that that's not what he would want me to do. He would say, "I'm a sinner, and I needed Christ. So at my funeral, I want you to preach Christ, just as I preached Christ. Because it is only by our rebirth into faith and in Jesus Christ that we can conquer this world. As his confirmation verse said, 'For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.'" Now, to overcome the world, I suppose it means many things. It means to rise above the wickedness of this perverse world, to go against the overall direction and flow of this world. It means to be liberated from the world and its bondage to decay and sin and death, to be set free as the people of God, so to serve God in righteousness and innocence and blessedness, to be the children of God without fault in this crooked and perverse generation in which you shine like stars. Pastor Bickle was just such an overcomer of this world, but only by virtue of his rebirth, of his baptism into Jesus Christ and in his death and resurrection, and through faith in him, he was an overcomer and a victor, because he was joined by his baptism and by his faith to the Easter victor. I would invite you now to listen to Pastor Bickle in his own words in an Easter sermon that he preached from this pulpit in 1974 as he celebrated the connection that we have to the victor through faith and encouraged us to live a victorious life. Let us listen.
Today we want to celebrate the greatest victory that ever took place. It followed the fiercest battle that demanded the greatest sacrifice of him who is the very giver of life. If Christ had lost that battle, we would be lost. But because he won, therefore we are, in every sense, continually the victor. We want to honor the victor today. We want to join ourselves to the victor. And we want to live like victors. The scripture speaks of man as being, because of his sin, as a creature that lives in constant fear of death. Don't let that be true of you. Christ has redeemed you. Death is but a sleep, the entrance into eternal life. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Laugh to scorn the gloomy grave, and at death no longer tremble. He, the Lord who came to save, will at last his own assemble. They will go thereon to meet, dreading death beneath their feet. Yes, live victoriously. You belong to the victor through faith in him. That I might be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity.
Now, there was no mistaking his point, was there? If we are to be victorious over this sinful world, it will happen only as we are joined to the Son of God, who championed the fight against sin and death and hell in our place, when he suffered the bloody and humiliating consequences of our sin, when he paid the grim wage of our sins by his death upon the cross, and rose again then to vanquish forever death and the gloomy grave. It was a resounding victory, so that now life is in him, and also in those who are joined to him. And so, in the verses immediately following Pastor Bickel's confirmation verse, St. John, in his first epistle, makes this point. He writes, "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And this is the record, that God hath given us eternal life, and that this life is in his Son. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." Now, to be sure, Pastor Bickel was a faithful servant throughout his ministry, and even after his retirement, and even to the very end, as the unofficial chaplain at the Country View Haven. Even then, he was leading Bible studies and counseling people and settling people and witnessing to people. And he comforted Hilda Reapers in her last days, and just recently comforted the family of Eleonora Norden after her death. As they say, he died with his boots on. And yet, it was not by his dedication to the ministry that he overcame this world. He was, indeed, to be sure, a dedicated and devoted husband and father and friend. But it was not by his human relationships that he overcame. He struggled all of his life with certain health issues and shared some of those issues with Irene. And yet it was not by his stalwartness in the face of trials that he overcame. He was hungry for knowledge. Boy, was he hungry for knowledge. I called on him recently and I found him reading a book about meteorology that looked like it predated the invention of a rain gauge. Now, who reads this yellow, dusty old stuff? Pastor Bickel read it. He had this insatiable appetite for knowledge, and yet it was not by his wide-ranging knowledge that he overcame this world. Pastor Bickel and all of these had all of these things and was all of these things, and yet the victory that overcame the world was his faith. And that faith connection that he had to the champion of all champions, the conqueror of sin and death, our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus. And now to the victor goes the spoils, eternal life with Jesus Christ, who shed his blood to purchase Pastor Bickel just for this. Eternal pleasures at the right hand of God forevermore. Blessed reunion with his Irene and with all of the saints that have gone before him. Eternal triumph over grief and sorrow and the pain and the worries that are so much a part of this life in this vale of tears. Well done, good and faithful servant. Through your faith in Christ, given to you as a gift, you overcame the world. He overcame the world to be a shining star in the darkness of this perverse generation. He overcame the world to be a servant of the Most High God and of his little flock. He overcame the world to be received now into the presence of Jesus Christ, who at last he sees face to face. And now, you who grieve his death, you know exactly what he wants for you above all else. It was for this reason that he sat you down for family devotions. It was for this reason that he tried to teach you the Psalms, although I understand with some mixed results. It was for this reason that he and Irene presented you for baptism and got you up every Sunday morning to get you to church and Sunday school. It was for this reason that he became a pastor. Because what he wanted for you and for all of us more than anything else was to have our share in Christ's victory. That all of us might also overcome this world through our faith in Christ. Be joined to a winner, he would say. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. That overcoming faith is the sum and the substance of everything that Pastor Bickle would wish now to bequeath to you, his heirs, by blood and by spirit. Friends, the peace of Christ, the joy of his salvation, sustain you in the true faith unto life everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's rise. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.